the president did ask Minister Johnson to resign, and Minister Johnson complied with the president's request to resign. Accordingly, the president has accepted Minister Johnson's resignation.
Can you tell us why the president asked Mr. Johnson to resign?
Mr. Johnson fell short in the implementation of the rules governing the administration of the Social Development Fund. The Social Development Fund is a special fund set up by government to support communities where companies like ArcelorMittal are operating. And there are set guidelines which have been put in place to govern the administration of that special fund. The minister fell short as head of the project management team in the administration of those funds.
Is it safe to say, Cyrus, that this is another way of saying that Minister Johnson might have embezzled money from this fund?
So far, we have no indication that the failure to follow the rules governing the administration of the funds is as the same as embezzlement.
This is happening on the heel of the former information minister resigning. Some people might be asking, why now? Is this all an attempt by the president to show that the fight against corruption has been stepped up?
To suggest that it is only now that these actions are being taken is far from the truth. The president has always taken action to fight what you refer to as corruption. But in this case, let's not be quick to jump to the conclusion that it is corruption. In this case, the minister's head of the project management team just did not follow the guidelines which have been put in place for the administration of that fund that has been set up by government.
This particular fund you're talking about was first brought up by Nimba County Senator Prince Johnson, and there are those who say perhaps the president is taking this action or asked Mr. Johnson to resign because this is politics, because next year is election and she might need the votes from Nimba County.
Of course, you know, we are getting closer to the political season. And because of the political nature of this country, people may just want to read in whatever action or in action of the president. But the president is not going to be moved by this. She's the leader of this country, and where she thinks that action needs to be taken or where she thinks there are the inaction on the part of her government officials, she will act so as not to forestall the development of the country.
Cyrus, Mr. Johnson is related to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. How does the president feel? Does she feel kind of disappointed?
Whether the president is related or Mr. Johnson is related to the president is not the question right now. What is more important is the development of this country. So it can be a blood relative of the president. It can be a confidant of the president. When it comes in between what is good for the country, the president is going to take what is good for the country.
I guess the question now is the president going to ask for investigation of Mr. Johnson?
Well, that is something I cannot say for now. What I can say for sure is that the search has begun for the replacement of Minister Johnson as Internal Affairs Minister.